Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. Welcome to number 6 in our podcast series for the 2015 Avian Award nominations. Most of you probably already heard these, so we will keep the introduction short. If you'd like to go back to number 1 in this series, you'll find out exactly what it is. I am an adult movie critic. I've been running RogReviews.com for 20 years and voting in the Avian Awards for about 10. This is the fourth year we've been running this series of podcasts that go through the nominees, talk a little bit about the process, some of the people you should look out for, take any questions you have, answer any feedback, and just sort of go over what is a huge, huge task that the writers and editors of AVN do every year so that porn fans can have a pretty amazing award ceremony. This is part 6. Per tradition, we are going to start today with some feedback from 2 episodes ago. There is a performer who started a petition to stop using the term shemale in transgender porn. We got some feedback. By the way, if you want to leave feedback, please do so. You can do it at the bottom of this page. There's a feedback form. You can also drop me an email, roger@rogerreviews.com. Follow me on Twitter, rogertpipe.com. General message, private message, whatever you'd like, and let me know what you think. What Apache Warrior had said is, I've never liked the term shemale since it kind of reminds me of creature feature flicks on Saturday when I was a kid. That term gives off a negative view of transsexual performers. Female transgender performers are beautiful. Let's stop right there and just sort of go point by point here. I appreciate that you don't like the term. I think this issue goes beyond what we like. In this particular case, is it offensive is one aspect. Is it something we don't like is another. And should we stop using it or should we ban it altogether are separate issues. I think as we talk about this issue, we're going to all agree that the porn industry uses phrases that are offensive. You're not going to approach an African-American woman and say, you got some ghetto booty, if you want to be taken seriously or not get slapped. And yet we use it all the time in porn. We use the word slut, we use the word whore, we use the word cumbag in ways that you wouldn't use in polite everyday society, just like we use the phrase shemale. However, this is not polite everyday society. This is porn. This is marketing. As Kelly Shibari brought up and as Don Houston brought up in his comment below, it's about SEO. It's about how the audience searches for it. It may be offensive, it may be something we don't like, and yet it may just be part of it, and we may not have a whole lot to do with it. And certainly, I'm going to stop short of signing a petition to ban something, because as someone in the adult industry, the First Amendment is important to me. Yes, that means people have the right to say things that are offensive, and insensitive, and downright mean sometimes. So I think that it goes a little beyond that. And certainly we have to look into changing people's minds, perhaps. If this phrase is something that's offensive, it's going to take a while. It's not going to just happen overnight. He continues, female transgender performers are beautiful. Many of them are even more gorgeous than the mainstream female porn stars. I think that's a matter of opinion and probably a bit of a stretch. Probably depends on how you feel about transgender performers in general. I know if I saw them at a grocery store or at a mall, I would never assume that they had something hidden underneath their jeans or dress. I would just be glad that a hot one was flirting with me. Certainly that happens at adult shows. I remember sitting at a show once. DVSX had a booth. I was talking to Connie at DVSX, and they were across from Evil Angel, and she was enjoying watching the porn fans who were unaware that the performer signing autographs and sitting on their lap and grabbing at their dick was actually a transgendered performer. And it was a little uncomfortable watching how convinced they were that it was a genetic female, and probably a little freaked out when they found out later. As far as, you know, how you'd feel if they were flirting with you, I don't know. I think it's kind of a personal taste thing. Don responds to that. In the terms that have been embraced by the industry, this term, shemale, has been embraced by the industry, most fans, the internet, and even most performers, granted some marginal performers. I don't think we need to marginalize Chelsea as a performer. Granted, Chelsea's only done a couple of scenes, but you know the point of view is still valid, and it's still a valid question. If Chelsea does not like the term shemale or tranny, and again, if the audience for this material is looking for those search phrases, that's what people are going to keep using. That's just the way it's going to work. I disagree with a point that's been made a couple times by a couple different posters and Facebook posters that if a performer doesn't like the title, they shouldn't work for that company. Well, you don't always know what the title of the movie is going to be. You can do some research, though, and find out that, you know, if you don't want to be called a shemale, don't work for a company that makes movies with titles like Shemale Strokers. You know, use your voice that way, I guess. I think it's a very interesting topic still. And I think, like I said, I think there are other similar phrases, you know, used for ethnicities. There have been some religious-themed porn that's certainly offensive. And then when we really got into this discussion a few years ago, the word slut, the word whore, the word cumbag, you know, are these things that are offensive? I don't know. Apache's second point, as for BDSM category, that's good because I'm a little thin there. Treacherous is going to be hard to beat since it's well-crafted and thought-out feature movie. A lot of credit goes to Dee Severe and Aidan Starr for writing a provocative and entertaining screenplay. I enjoyed seeing Dee look sexy in the mistress role. The scene is nominated for most outrageous sex scene. Is memorable. Slut bottom Chris's ass really got a workout from the group of seven women. Ouch, that sounds like quite a workout indeed. The rest of Don's comments... I think we're good. I think we're good on the subject of shemale or not shemale. I think people just have to decide if they're okay with it. And honestly, the big thing for me is that we don't advocate banning the use of a word because we find it offensive. Because the fact of the matter is, to a large portion of society, pornography in general is offensive. And my philosophy has always been, do not fashion a sword if you are not prepared to have it used against you. So if your argument is going to be that word is offensive, therefore we shouldn't use it, then you must be prepared to have someone say that movie is offensive, it should be banned. And I don't trust that. That's just me. That's the libertarian side of me. I may not like it. Maybe I wouldn't watch it. But I certainly wouldn't advocate banning it in general. So there we go. That's kind of where we stand on that issue. If you got comments, weigh in on it. Okay, let's slide over and do a couple of categories now. If you go to AVN.com, click on the AVN Awards icon, nominees, and you go down about a quarter of the way down to Best Cinematography, that's where we start. Really quickly, keep in mind this is a weighted voting scale, so if there's 15 categories, where you place everything matters. So I generally will not vote in a category if I have not watched or seen at least parts of each movie. Best Cinematography, 9.5 Weeks from Adam and Eve, Adventures of Teddy Bear, Kelly Madison, Allie from Hard X, Apocalypse X, Digital Playground, Danny Daniels Deeper from Jules Jordan. Black.com to Danny Daniels Deeper. Down on Abbey, Tales from Bottomley Manor from Harmony Films, Footballers, Housewives from Mark Dorcel, James Dean, Seven Sins, Greed, James Dean, Killers from Cobra Film, The Law of Love, New Sensation, Sex Art 2 from Met Art from Girlfriends Films, Snow White Triple X, Axel Braun Wicked, Taste from Joy Bear Wicked, Voracious Season 2, and Wet Work from Vivid. I just reviewed Wet Work, amazing Eli Cross movie. I really like the art direction in, or cinematography rather, not art direction. The cinematography in Apocalypse X is excellent. It's truly outstanding. It's also very good and voracious. Sex Art 2 is a really interestingly shot movie. I think I'd put that up there as well. And actually, Adventures of Teddy Bear from Kelly Madison. It's kind of a creepy semi-pedo movie that's a little disturbing, but the cinematography is very, very good. The way the movie was shot kept me interested even after I was kind of creeped out by the whole thing. And I was. If you've seen that one, weigh in. Were you creeped out by that? I was super creeped out by the movie. Check the review out on rogerviews.com. Best comedy, Bikini Babes or Shark Bait from Burning Angel. I haven't seen that one yet. Got to see that. The Landlord, Zero Tolerance. The Last Hard Ride, Adam and Eve, Masterpiece, Wicked Pictures, Mysterious Ways, Girlfriends, Odd Jobs, Wicked Pictures, Owner Gets Clipped, Smash Pictures, Porno Pirates of the Pacific, Hustler, The Pornographer, Wicked Pictures, Proud Parents, Girlfriend Films, The Real Thing, Wicked Pictures, Sudden Hospitality, Girlfriends, Squatter, Vivid Entertainment, Switch, Wicked Pictures, and Vampire Cheerleader from Burning Angel. My first thought when I look at this list is, it wasn't a good year for comedies. There are some good ones, but overall I don't go, wow, this is a great list. Squatter was really good. It was a James Dean-directed movie. I liked Proud Parents from Girlfriends. That was very funny. Simple little movie. Owner Gets Clipped, which is, of course, a parody of the whole Donald Sterling situation. I don't know. I think I was expecting more from that movie. Maybe it's just too easy. Odd Jobs from Wicked is good also. There's a couple more I have to see in that series to really vote, but the ones that stand out for me are Proud Parents and Squatter. Again, not a great category. And probably partially not a great category because they removed the parodies, although the Clipper thing could certainly be considered a parody. But they removed the parodies, and I think most of the really smart comedies of the last couple years, most, not all, have been parodies. So I think it sort of weakens the list a little bit. The next category is, to me, one of my favorites. I think if I were to pare this down to maybe 10, maybe that'd be good, huh? Just do like an abbreviated podcast. But if I were to pare it down to like the 10 big ones, Best Continuing Series, I think, is a big one in the industry because it shows that you've got some legs and know how to make a movie that, you know, again, people want to watch over and over. And this one, Born Flirty from Kelly Madison, which is sort of their young girl series, good one. Corrupt Schoolgirls from Reality Junkies, I like that one. Cuties from Elegant Angel, like that as well. Jerk Off Material from Mike John, Jules Jordan, big one there from Mike John. It's a good, kind of a fun hodgepodge series. Jessica Drake's Guide to Wicked Sex, totally different vibe there, obviously, an instructional tape. Lex's Breast Fest from Lexington Steel. Massage Creep from Porno Pros, Mother and Daughter Cocksucking Champ Contest from Devil's Films, Naughty Bookworms from Naughty America, Oil Overload, Jules Jordan, Porn Stars Like It Big Brazzers, Seduction, Elegant Angel, Slutty and Sluttier, Manuel Ferrara, Threesomes Fantasies Fulfilled, Pure Passion, and Too Big for Teens, Reality Junkies. These are good series. Too Big for Teens is really good. Slutty and Sluttier is one of my favorite series from Evil Angel. Really, really love that one. Porn Stars Like It Big is always good from Brazzers. Naughty America's Naughty Bookworms is good if you like kind of, you know, the studious look. Lex's Breast Fest is a little newer, but I like it. Born Flirty I like too. And Jerk Off Material. You know, I think Jerk Off Material, Slutty and Sluttier, and Too Big for Teens or Oil Overload would be kind of my top three up there near the top. Can't go wrong with really any of them. The Guide to Wicked Sex from Jessica Drake is really good. I'm just not sure it fits with the others here, you know? It may be improperly placed to really give it a fair shot. All right, now here we go with Best Director Feature. This is kind of an interesting category as well. I do think that features have kind of made a bit of a comeback in recent years. They were sort of dead for a while, and parodies, I think, helped bring them back in kind of a good way. Best Director Feature, Aftermath, Wicked Pictures, Brad Armstrong. Strong contender. Great movie if you haven't seen that. Absolutely fantastic. Apocalypse X, Digital Playground, Jacadima, director. Not sure if that's a Robbie D. pseudonym or not, but good movie. Call Me Mother from Forbidden Fruits from Harry Sparks. Have not seen that. They haven't sent those over yet. Hollywood Babylon from Evil Angel, Dana Vespoli. They're still online only, so I'll have to find that disc or maybe watch it online, I don't know. The Hunted, City of Angels from Digital Playground. Long Hard Ride from Adam and Eve. The Masterpiece, Wicked Pictures. Second Chances, New Sensations. Shades of Scarlet, Zero Tolerance. Mike Quasar, one of my favorite directors there. Switch from Wicked Pictures, Stormy Daniels. These Things We Do, Girlfriend Films, Beeskow. Untamed Heart, Barrett Blade's attempt there. Voracious Season 2 from Evil Angel, John Stagliano. Wet Work, Eli Cross, and White Witch from Wicked Pictures, Scott Allen. That's a tough thing. Aftermath is really good. It's a different kind of movie for Brad Armstrong. It's definitely lower key. Apocalypse X is very much a big budget epic kind of thing. Second Chances was a nicely acted romance. Voracious Season 2 is very artistic and dark and brooding and long. Wet Work is fantastic as well. Eli Cross doing things a little less edgy than he used to, but still very good. So all those are excellent choices, to be perfectly honest. Got to see some more of them to finally vote on that one. Now, Best Director Foreign Feature. This is one of those categories that I see why we need them, but it ends up with a much shorter list and usually less variety because only a couple of companies that really make great foreign features. Agents Undercover, Viv Thomas, Anissa Kate, The Widow, Mark Dorcel. Dorcel's stuff always ends up with a lot of nominations. Ass Cash and Politics from Private, Ballerina by Day, Escort by Night by Dorcel, City of Vices, Digital Playground, Down on Abbey, Harmony Films. I really liked that movie. But funny, it wasn't nominated for Best Comedy because it was pretty funny. My Stepmom is a Vampire from Private, My Very First Time, Mark Dorcel, The Night Patrol, Mark Dorcel, and Riot Girls from Joy Behar. Have not seen nearly enough of those to vote yet. We'll definitely have to see more before I can really judge those. But Dorcel stuff is good. If you like foreign stuff and you like features, Dorcel and Harmony are absolutely outstanding. Best Director Foreign Non-Feature. Anissa and Lola's Nurses School, again, Mark Dorcel. Come Shout Weddings from Private. Female Exposé, Viv Thomas. Rocco's Perfect Slaves, that was a good movie. I like that one. Sex in Venice from Harmony, I saw that, like that one. Shadow of a MILF from Harmony, Kendo. Young Harlot, Slutty Delinquents, Harmony Films, Gazman. The Young Harlot series is one of my favorite series. Foreign or domestic, don't care. It's fantastic. I really like that one. Slutty Delinquents was a good episode as well. So, again, need to see a lot more before I actually vote in this category, but that one has an early lead. I'll tell you that much. Best Director Non-Feature. This is another big one, I think. And then we'll just do two more categories and then be done. Best Director Non-Feature. The Adventures of Teddy Bear, Kelly Madison, Ryan and Kelly Madison directors. Ally, Hard X, Mason, fantastic. Erotico, Digital Playground, Giacomodimo and Robbie D. James Dean, Seven Sins, James Dean, Keep It in the Family. Jackie St. James, Killers, Jack the Zipper. Meet Carter, Paul Woodcrest, Misha Cross, Wide Open, Manuel Ferrara, and Creighton Cross are both listed there. Orgy Masters 4, Chris Streams, Pretty Sloppy 5, Jay Sin, Riley Goes Gonzo, Axel Braun, Romy Rain, Dark Side, Jules Jordan, Selfies by Los Scandalous, Sexploitation of Romy Rain, My Friend Ivan, Love Ivan, V for Vicky, Johnny Darko. All right, let's see. Looking at this list, seen most of these already, so that's always good. Romy Rain Dark Side is really, really good, from Jules. Sexploitation of Romy Rain, Ivan always manages to take whatever he's shooting and put a little twist on it and make it really good. The V for Vicky title from Johnny Darko is outstanding. Meet Carter was a really nice star vehicle. What else? Riley Goes Gonzo is a good movie. I'm not sure the direction was great. It was mostly because Riley Steele's so friggin' hot. So those are my tops. Good category there. And last category for today, another Best Director Award, this time Best Director Parody. This should really be called the Will Ryder / Axel Braun category, because it seems like one of the two of them wins every year. 24XXX, Axel Braun, excellent, excellent parody. Great movie as well. 9.5 Weeks, David Lord, pretty good, actually. American Hustle, XXX, Will Ryder, good. Austin Powers, XXX, B-Scow, outstanding. Barbarella, A Kinky Parody, have not seen that yet. Lorelei Lee is the director. I want to see that one. Barbecue Titmasters from Burning Angel, Joanna Angel. Cape Fear, XXX, Bonnie Rotten. The Dr. Whore Porn Parody, Leroy Myers from Wood Rocket Digital Sin. E.T., XXX, Dream Zone, Jim Powers. Not Jersey Boy, XXX, A Porn Musical. Will Ryder, just reviewed that yesterday. Pretty good. Pornucopia from Wood Rocket and Leroy Myers. Snow White, XXX, Axel Braun. Spider-Man, XXX2, Axel Braun, This Ain't Boardwalk Empire, Stuart Canterbury, and The Whore of Wall Street, Brando, for Brazzers. I have not seen all of these. Do need to see a couple of them, but 24 and Snow White are two of my favorite. Cape Fear kind of sneaks in there as an interesting one, though, as well. I do want to see Barbarella, though, before I complete the category. That's it. All the time we have for today. Once again, I'm Roger Pipe. Please visit rogerviews.com. Today's podcast is not sponsored. Once again, these are all available for sponsorship for, we're starting at $5. I will mention you three different times during the podcast. It's just that simple. Mention any website you want. Drop me a line, Rog at rogerviews.com. Follow me on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter. Facebook, send me a direct message, whatever you'd like to do. Any feedback, what you like, don't like, what you want to hear tomorrow. And that's about it. Hope you had a good time. I certainly did. Talk to you again tomorrow. Have a good one.